Did you know that love, the first fruit of the Spirit, has certain characteristics that helps keep marriages together? Please stay tuned. I want to share with you some of the characteristics that build momentum and strengthen the relationship in our marriages.
A healthy society is built on strong families and based on the traditional marriage between a man and a woman. The very foundation of our existence, the family, is under great attack. Combined with the fact that we're living in days of incredible economic struggle, many families today find themselves in desperate need of help. In today's program, Butch Heath, Director of Crisis Family Care, will provide hope and encouragement on how to strengthen your marriage and enrich family relationships. Let's listen to Butch Heath as he speaks to us.
The principle of love that is found in the list of the fruit of the Spirit should impact our life in all walks of life. Too often people like to categorize our love for only what we think is important. It is interesting, even in some marriages, that love is given more freely to others than even to our own mate. However, the love of God working in us should impact everyone we come in contact. Yes, it should begin with our families, but oh, do we see that lacking in some families? Our love should be extended to other Christians. Our love should be shared, especially with our neighbors. The Bible is also clear that we should even love our enemies. Well, I want to share with you the following list of specific characteristics of love Christians should display to everyone, especially our companions. Number one, godly love is sincere. Love should never have ulterior motives that simply try to please itself. It does not try to control the other person and seek its own desires and wishes. This sincere love is not a surface issue which covers inner bitterness. Rather, it is a love with open eyes and an open heart. Genuine love sincerely seeks the best interests of the other person. Number two, godly love is innocent. True love would never seek to injure anyone. It only seeks what is best for the other person. Like our companion, this love will never be over-possessive or over-protective, but only caring for the other person, especially our companion. Number three, godly love is generous. Generous love is love that gives and gives and does not demand what it wants or thinks is right. Godly love is a giving love because it duplicates Jesus and how he loves. Remember, Jesus gave himself by dying on the cross for our sin. This kind of love finds its major emphasis in giving the love of God. Number four, godly love is practical. This love expresses itself by giving a nice feeling to the one it loves. Practical love shows its love by its action toward the person they love. This is how married couples can show their love to each other. Practical love looks for ways to please the one they really love. It doesn't have to be huge things, but practical things in the life of their companion. Number five, godly love is forbearing. This love is able to tolerate the things which cause some couples to turn from love to hate. There are times when we face things that are simply too hard to overcome. Maybe your companion is still growing up or still has some embarrassing traits. This love will help you work through them as you encourage your partner with the possible issues. Number six, godly love is seen in forgiveness and restoration. Godly love is able to forgive someone who has done them wrong. This certainly includes your companion. This forgiveness allows you the freedom to let go of what they have done to you or whoever and not hold it against them. When we forgive, we really should forget. It not only forgives, but it helps the person who was in the wrong to be able to turn to the right way. Too often, we don't provide assistance to those who have failed. But true love forgives and provides restoration. Number 7, godly love is not sentimental. Genuine love does not shut their eyes to the faults of others. No, love is not meant to be blind. When we see what we see, and sometimes we have to do something about it. When needed, love is able to use rebuke and discipline. Why? Because love is interested in the success of others, including our companion. You see, whenever love uses rebuke, it is done in a loving way, especially towards our companion. Number 8, godly love controls liberty. It is understood that a Christian has the liberty to do anything as long as it's not sin. But at the same time, a true loving Christian knows he must never do anything that could offend another Christian, especially a married partner. One way of looking at this is our liberty ends where another person's freedom begins. See, liberty is involved in what other people may think of you, especially your companion. Number 9, godly love controls truth. Even when speaking the truth, love does not speak in a way that hurts the person spoken to. This is not suggesting truth should be ignored, but to remind us that truth and love go hand in hand. We should always speak the truth in love. Godly love is the glue and bond which holds the marriage and family together. The Apostle Paul speaks about Christians being knit together. This certainly does not mean we will always agree together, may even choose different methods to do things, but at the same time, we must remember if we really love Christ, then we will really love each other. Number 11, godly love is what gives a Christian the right to ask for help or a favor from someone else. The bonding of love allows us to seek help and offer to help other people as well. There is certain generosity in the Christian family. This is certainly true between a husband and a wife. Number 12, godly love is what motivates the power of faith. True godly love speaks to the heart of mankind. As a matter of fact, people are more quickly won by the appeal to the heart than they are to the appeal of the head. When it comes to a loving response, the heart must feel before the mind can think. Number 13, godly love is the practice of living the Christian life. You know, it doesn't matter how you look at things in life, there is nothing higher than love. Our goal in our marriage should be to perfect that love with each other together. Christian couples should be loving couples that daily practice loving each other. So how are you doing today concerning your love for your companion, whether you're a husband or wife? As you've heard these challenges today about loving your mate, maybe God has spoken to you about how you can make some changes in your relationship. If you feel that way, I would encourage you, take a moment, call upon Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Savior of mankind, and ask Him to help you possess the fruit of the Spirit. Before I let you go, please allow me to ask you a question. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I believe this would be a good time for you to confess your sins, ask Him for forgiveness, and invite Him into your life. As your personal Savior, Jesus Christ will help you get your life on the right track as well as your marriage. If you'd like to contact us here at Crisis Family Care, please go to our website at www.crisisfamilycare.com. Thanks for listening, and may God richly bless your marriage.
We pray that God has blessed you as you've listened to today's message, and hope that you'll come back and listen again on this same station. This program has been a production of Live Hope and Sound Broadcasting.